Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah. To what's going on, we're going to lose
we're going to lose a lot. You know, so we've got to stay prayed up. We have to pay attention to what is going on around us. What's going on, Alice? What's going on, Todd? And so tonight, this is the Heart Love Radio Show. We come on every week from 9 to 10 on Tuesday nights. And last week I was out of the area, and I came on just a little bit last Thursday. What's going on, Robert Person? Robert E. Person in the house. But you know, tonight the topic is don't fall asleep. Wow, don't fall asleep on the watchtower. Be ready. I feel like in this season we're being tested. We're being tested. What's going on, Renee? We're being tested for what we believe. We're being tested for our faith. We're being tested in all different areas. Listen, guys, I was in a test. It seemed like I was in this test for like 3 years. It seems like I was in one of the hardest times in my entire existence on this planet. You know, and coming out of this time, hey, Renee, I'm glad you came through. And during this time, you know, God's really been speaking to my heart. Hey, Robert, been showing me the way, and been everything has become new in my life in this season. And while God brings us to victories, and different victories and points of victories in our lives, we have to remember that we are in a war. We are in a war. We have to be remembered. We have to remember that these are trying times. Hey, Trita. Hey, Lion. You know, and think about it. I'm glad you guys came through. You know, I was gone last week. But I'm basically saying, guys, talking about don't fall asleep while on the watchtower. Don't fall asleep on the watchtower. Be ready. You know, Brandon says this, we all are going to have to go through tests, young or old. You know, and I'm glad. And Brandon is a young guy, you guys. He's one of my old students. But, you know, it's true. Young or old, you are being tested. We are being tested, and we are in this war. Which side are we going to be on? Are we going to be on the are we going to be positive? Are we going to be negative? Are we going to go toward the light? Are we going to go toward darkness? Are we going to be on for the people or against the people? It's like, I don't know if you guys see it, but it seems like there's a fine line that's going on. And spiritual, in the spiritual realm, it's like there's a fine line. Either you're over here or you're over there. Either you agree with this or either you agree with that. And it's like people are being so divided. But if we as a people, God can watch and pray, and not just talk about it, but pray, do something, help, do something to bridge that gap. But we have to understand that we are in some trying times. As a people of God, we are in some trying times in this season. You know, Laundra says, amen. What's up, Ken Daykind? What's going on, Rob Dahl? But, you know, we are in some trying times for real. And I don't know if you guys see it, but I see it. It seems like there's just so much that, you know, everything, the politics, it seems like everything's like a soap opera. It's like a bad dream that we cannot wake up from, but we are awake, and God wants us to see and to always stay ready, be prayed up. There is power in the blood. There's power in prayer if we will pray. If we will pray. Word of God says, it's my people who are called by my name, but humble themselves and pray, and turn from the wicked way, the Lord will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Pray and seek my face, yeah. You know, that's how you feel, Lion? Yeah. You know, listen to this. We are in a war over our souls. We are in a war over our destiny. We are in a war over our faith and what we believe. I know what you're talking about, Lion. And I don't know if you guys agree with me, but that's where I'm at. And I feel like in understanding these trying times, we might see some things that we never thought that we'd ever see in our lifetime. But, you know, things is happening. Things are happening. I said things is. Excuse me. Things are happening, you know. But listen to this. We cannot, don't be overwhelmed by it. Let us not become overwhelmed by it. Let us just remember who God is and who he's called us to be. And this whole thing about not falling asleep on the watchtower. Think about this. We have to always be prepared. We have to always be ready. the Watchtower. I think of the Watchtower like a lighthouse. What's going on, Gregory Miles? I feel like that Watchtower is, you know, it's like that beacon of hope. Like, I love lighthouses because in darkness you can see that light. And even if you feel like you're surrounded by darkness, you can, the closer you get to, you can see that faint light, and you just keep on following that light. You keep your focus on the light, not on the darkness, but on that light. I love the Watchtower because, you know, in a war, you know, you have the Watchtower to see where the enemy is coming from. You know, one of the things my mom would always say is she always talked about praying for discernment that God would give me a spirit of discernment, as like she had prayed about. And we have that spirit of discernment. You can understand things when things are happening. God will show you. He will show you before those things happen. He will show you as it's even happening. But what happens if you fall asleep on that watchtower and God is trying to talk to you? He's trying to show you what's going on around you, but you're not paying attention. You know, in a war, that could be costly. That could be deadly. We've got to pay attention. We have to have those ears ready to hear what the Spirit of God is trying to say to us. Renee Reed says, this truth, prayer is powerful. Yeah, prayer is powerful. Renee, thank you for sharing that. Prayer is powerful. What's going on, Pastor Don? What's going on, Jeremiah? Brandon says this, because as dreamers, we are going to have darkness. We are going to have darkness. We're going to experience those dark times. We're going to experience those times, but we just got to have that faith, and we've got to pay attention. What's going on, Savian? What's going on, George Ward in the house? You know, we've got to pay attention. You know, I love a watchtower. I love lighthouses. If you know me, you know I love lighthouses. I love water. And the thing about it is this, guys. When you're in a watchtower and you're in a war, God will show you, it helps you see what's coming into your direction, what's coming in your direction. The watchtower also warns other, whoever's in the watchtower is able to warn others what is happening, what is about to happen. And it also can become a place where people can know that this is a place of refuge, a place where you can come and you can see and God can show you. See, God wants to show us things that are happening in our lives because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And what happens if we are not paying attention? What happens if we're not looking with our eyes open, with our spiritual eyes, our spiritual ears, and if we're not hearing what God's trying to say to us, we're going to miss a lot in this season. But God does not want us to miss a lot. He does not want us to miss his move in our lives. So I feel like in that watchtower, we have to pay attention. We've got to be willing to realize that you can have fun, but you have to always be prayerful. Always pray. Always be prayerful. What's going on, Angela? What's going on, Alonzo? What's going on, Cameron? Brad says, amen. Good evening, Angela. My mom says this, amen. We have to remember that God is light. Yeah, that's true. You know, that's true, Mom. We have to remember that God is light. And you know, the thing about it is this. Like, when I was at sea, guys, I went on a cruise. And I remember seeing a lighthouse, Watchtower Lighthouse. I think they're kind of similar in some ways. Some things, they're kind of similar. But I remember just this darkness. But you just see that one light. You see that one light and you just focus on that light. My mom was saying that God is light. God's like that light, you know, piercing into that darkness. And God wants to show us what's happening, what's going to come. He doesn't want us to be caught off guard, and he wants us to be aware of what's going on around us and in our lives. You know, but what happens if we've stopped praying, if we've stopped seeking God, if we've stopped looking, if we stopped being in tune with God, we're going to miss what God is trying to say to us. We're going on, Evangelista. She says, blessings to you all. Blessings to you as well. You know, tonight we're talking about don't fall asleep on the watchtower. Be ready. You know, and when I was at sea, guys, and I just love lighthouses. I love lighthouses. And it was sometimes it was just completely dark. And if it was overcast, you could barely see in front of you except for the lights on the ship. But you see that one little light, you see a faint light, and you just focus on that light. You just focus, and you go in the direction of that light. Listen to this. God wants to show us so many things, I believe, in this season. But he just wants to make sure that we are going to stay in there. Are we going to be prepared? Are we going to be prepared? Are we going to be prepared? How do we stay prepared? We pray. We make sure we stay ready. You know, sometimes we feel as if when we've gotten to one victory, we kind of let go and say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to go ahead and do that. You know, I'm not going to listen to, you know, okay, Lord, you're saying this? Okay, I'm a little tired. I'll do that in a minute. But, you know, let us not forget what God has done for us. Let us not forget what God is bringing us through and what he has brought us through and what he promised that he will do in our lives. But God wants us to stay focused. You know, when we have these many victories in our lives, we tend to sometimes forget and we begin to lax off, relax, but we cannot do that. Renee says this, we have to take off our blinders. I am so guilty of not paying attention. Thank you for being transparent, Renee. You know, Renee, you're not the only one. I believe that sometimes we forget about that. What's going on, Lance? We forget about paying attention. We forget about paying attention. Sometimes we forget. You know, but even in the fun, guys, we have to stay prayed up. We have to stay prayed up. We have to stay in prayer. We have to live a lifestyle of prayer. Don't fall asleep on the watchtower. You know, the watchtower. You're saying, Gregory, why do you keep on talking about the watchtower? This is what came to my mind today. This is what came to my spirit today to talk about. You know, God wants us to be prepared for what is coming, what's going to come, what is happening in our lives. If we're standing, if we're on a watchtower, if we're paying attention, we're praying, God's going to show us. He's going to speak to us. He's going to move in our lives so we can know which direction to go. But what happens when we fall asleep? We miss God and the enemy comes in. Remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, I think sometimes we end up sometimes playing with the fire. We end up sometimes entertaining the devil instead of walking away. We entertain that thing that we know we should not be doing. We entertain people we know we shouldn't entertain. But God said, come on, don't fall asleep. You know, I prayed to God for discernment to understand, you know, people who are trying to come into my life. Listen, the enemy will bring people, try to bring people into your life to take you off focus. But if you're awake, you see, God will speak to you. God will show you who needs to be in your life. He will show you those things you need to do. But are we paying attention? Are we paying attention? What's going on, Jeff? Now, what God put in my heart today, guys, was Matthew chapter 25, where it talks about the parable of the 10 virgins. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go out to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The 10 virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the ones also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Now, what does that have to do with the watchtower? I just thought that was a good example about being ready and not being ready, about being prepared and not being prepared. You know, perhaps the foolish the foolish virgins, we're not paying attention, and we're not listening or hearing God probably tell them, look, you need to make sure you have some oil. Maybe they just weren't paying attention. They're just going through life. They're virgins and they're waiting, but they weren't ready. They were not prepared. Preparation. God wants us to be prepared. Let's watch and see what God is doing in our lives. Let's watch and see what God is doing in our nation. I know you guys see that. You know, are we going to be prepared for what is to come next in our lives? Are we going to be prepared for what God wants to do in our lives? Or are we going to be like the foolish virgins and not be ready? Then when it comes time to be ready, they're trying to run out there, you know, to get it. Robert says this, keep oil in your lamps. Keep oil in your lamps. Let's talk about that oil. Go ahead, Calvin. Hey, Calvin. Let's talk about that oil, Robert. Let's talk about that oil, keeping oil in your lamps. You know, they did not have any oil with them. They weren't prayed up. They didn't have any oil. They didn't have anything with them. You know, they were not ready. They were not ready. When it came time for God to move and God began to move, they had to go somewhere and try to get ready. They were not ready. They were not prepared. You know, but it's like this. I really feel like if they had been ready, if they had been even in tune to realize that they need to keep that oil, you know, they would have been ready. I mean, what's your take on this, guys? What's your take on this? What's going on, Trina? Evangelista? Renee, Alice, Brandon, Robert, what's your take on the whole thing about this oil, about being ready? What's your whole take? What's going on, Regan? What's going on, Anita? What is your take on being ready and about having that oil? You know, I just personally feel like when it says in verse Matthew chapter 25, verse 2, it says, five of them were foolish and five were wise. Now, they were all virgins now. They were all waiting for the bridegroom. Five were foolish. Five were wise. Andrew says this, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. I got to drop the pen on that one, Angela. Andrew said that thing tonight. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Woo! You have said it right there. You have said that, Angela. I'm ready to shout because that right there, you just said, was simple but profound. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And you know, and that's what God wants us to stay ready. The virgins who were wise, they were ready. The foolish ones had to get ready. And there was not enough time to get ready. Renee says, yes, Angela. What's going on, Burnoff? Robert says, right. Regan says, hey, Mr. Wright, how are you? I've been listening to you on Brandon's phone because I was driving. Okay, I'm glad that you're listening. I knew you were there. I knew you were there, Regan. What's going on, Kevin? I knew you were there, Regan. You know, Angela says, amen. You know, I'm just, wow, I love that, what you just said, Angela. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. There are still virgins, guys. There are still 10 virgins. Five had to get ready when they should have been ready. And five were ready. Five were ready. Let's talk about that ready and being on the watchtower. Let's talk about being ready to move when God says move. Let's say being ready to hear what God is saying, and God trying to give a rhema word, trying to speak to your life and speak to your heart, but you're not ready. You're not in that place. God wants us to stay ready. What's going on, Kevin? We're just doing the show, the Hard Love Radio Show. We do it some Tuesdays from 9 to 10. You know, but, you know, God wants us to be ready. He wants us to be ready. Hey, Lion. Lion's in the house. You've been kind of quiet tonight, Lion. He wants us to be ready. be ready so that when he's speaking to us, we will be ready to move when he says move. Be ready to stop when he says stop. We've got to be sensitive to the voice of God. Don't fall asleep on the watchtower. Don't be like the foolish and not paying attention. I'm sure they loved the 10 virgins wanted to be with Bridegroom. I'm sure they loved him, but they weren't paying attention. They were doing their things, and then they weren't ready. You know, Evangelista says this, a lot of folks now greet each other, hey, king, or hello, queen, and that's nice. But here's the thing. With that, we have to be alert, wise, prepared, just like a king and queen. You can't feel good. You can't feel good about being greeted that way, even in the people in church are referred as royalty. Well, are we truly royalty? Because royalty is not only prepared away, but have the whole family prepared and with plan B, C. Yes. People talk about stay awoke. Well, hello, the time is now. Yes, church, stay awoke. Whatever we need, we can get from the Lord. It is attainable. Amen, Evangelista. Amen. It's true. Now, this part that you said, Evangelista, people talk about stay awoke. Well, hello, the time is now. Yes, the time is now. The time is now to stay awake. The time is now to hear what God is saying. The time now is to do those things we're supposed to do. The time is to be aware, to listen to God, what God's saying, and then to do it. The biggest thing is it's not even about, like, I'm not even pointing fingers, because we're all guilty of, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But we've got to hear what God is saying to us today. You know, sometimes we think we know, we think we hear, but sometimes we don't even hear. So how do we know that we are truly awake, we're truly hearing? That's what I want to know. Brandon says it's because it's a strange stop before Calvary. Talk about that a little bit, Brandon. Because it's a strange stop before Calvary. Lion says it's so true what you're saying. Been speaking to my friends about this. Yeah, it is true. We got Waddles in the house. Hey, Waddles. What's going on, Angel? You know, I want to say this. I like the Evangelista, when you said this, Evangelista, you said, well, are we truly royalty? Because royalty is not only prepared to wear, but have the whole family prepared with plan B or C. That's true. You have to have plans. You have to be aware and use wisdom and be ready. What's going on, Waddles? You know, and I love what Angela's saying right here. Angela's saying this. We must be still and listen. We must be still and listen. When you're in that watchtower, you're not talking a whole bunch. You're being still and listening. You're looking to see what is on the horizon. You know, sometimes we say, you know, I did not expect this to happen, and sometimes I didn't expect that to happen. And then when you go back and you reflect, you realize, okay, God was trying to say something, trying to talk to me about the situation before, but I wasn't paying attention. So likewise in our lives, we have to be still and listen, but don't fall asleep on the watchtower. Let's stay focused. Let's stay focused on the real issues. Let's stay focused. Let's not focus on what the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy by confusion, jealousies. You know, I remember a friend of mine told me this once. There's room at the cross for everyone. There's room at the cross for everyone. And sometimes the enemy comes with that smoke screen. We start focusing on everything that's not important, rather than focusing on what is important. But if we focus on God, if we remain, like Angela's saying, silent and still and listen, we're going to hear what God is saying to us. But I just encourage you, don't fall asleep on the watchtower. Be ready. And what does it mean to be ready? What does it mean to have that plan A, B, and C? What does that mean for you? What does that mean for you guys? Brandon says this, Dr. Booth preached that during our church's revival. The scripture is Matthew 26, 6 through 7. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Reagan says this: we must be in God's word. Okay, this. We must be in God's word and wait, patiently wait when God tells us or show us that it's time to take that next step in life or season with him. When we go before God says it's time, then that's when a storm happens. That is so true. That is so true. I'm going to read that again. Reagan says this: we must be in God's word and wait patiently and wait. Patiently wait when God tells us or shows us that it's time to take that next step in life or season without him. When we go before God says it's time, then that's when a storm happens. And that's when a lot of mess happens too, Reagan. That's when a storm happens. That's great. And that's when a lot of, sometimes we end up being in that storm. We end up being in that mess because we did not listen. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to say something else about that in a minute. Andrew says, amen, Reagan. And Lion says this: listening is part of prayer. Is a part of prayer. Ooh, that's a good one, Lion. Watch as well as pray, and faith without works is dead. Have the faith and keep moving. I say that to say be encouraged in finding the balance in these times. Ooh, I love that. I love that, what you guys are saying. I love what you said right there, Lion. I say that to say be encouraged in finding the balance in these times. Hear that? Then find the balance, yes. Renee says amen, Reagan. Trina says amen. I'm saying amen to you guys too. You know, what's going on, Kenneth? And I gotta say the same. My brother Andre says same here. I got, and Regan says so true, Lion. Brandon says Joshua 1:9. I'm turning Joshua 1:9 right now. I love Joshua, and Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Thank you for sharing that again, Joshua. I call you Joshua, Brandon. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You know, listeners, being ready, having that faith. When you're ready, you have that faith, you know who you're serving, and you're paying attention, you're living this lifestyle of prayer. And like Lion was saying, listening is a part of prayer. Faith without works is dead. You know, the thing about this is this: God wants to show us, but we have to be willing to listen, we have to be willing to wait, and be willing to move when he says move. That also means being willing to be quiet and to be silent when he says be silent. Renee says, good one, Joshua 1:9. That's true. What's going on, GB, Gregory? But you know, what's going on is this. The watchtower. God wants to show us. He's showing us. You know, Evangelista was saying, the time is now. The time is now. Be willing to listen, be willing to move, be willing to do, but to be ready. Not to get ready, but to be ready, as Angela was saying. You know, we got to be ready. We got to get ready. So that whole thing about the watchtower for me is so strong, because sometimes we lose sight on that watchtower. Sometimes we allow the things we go through to rule out what God is trying to do in our lives, and we take the focus off of God. So while we might not fall asleep on the watchtower, sometimes we might become distracted. And in the war, if you're on the watchtower and you become distracted, you don't see that the enemy is coming from this way. You don't see that the enemy is disguised. as a beacon of light. You miss those things. You know, God, you know, I just think that we're just in this place where God wants us to really, really see, be awoke, be awake. Don't fall asleep. Listen to what God is saying. What is God speaking to your heart? What is God saying to you? Now, I just think that God really wants us to be in a place where we worship Him, where we remember who He is, and that we are, what's the word? That we are sensitive to His voice. How are we going to know His voice if we don't spend time in prayer? If we don't spend time being quiet? If we don't spend time listening to what God is trying to say and speak to us? Are you guys getting this tonight? Is this a confirmation for any of you guys, what you guys are going through with, in your personal life? You know, I just, you know, being ready, what does that mean for you? For me, being ready means that I'm walking in love. I'm walking in the fruits of the Spirit. I'm allowing God to use me. I'm allowing God to speak to me. And sometimes God might say no. But you know what? I'm going to stay on that watchtower. Sometimes we have to stay on that watchtower. We have to stay in that place of prayer, that place of just having that communion with God, just having that relationship, you know, and allowing Him to speak. You know, the biggest thing is this, guys. We have the world in our ear in this way, and we have people this way trying to take our attention. I just want to encourage you to stay focused, because we're in a war. We're in a war. And God does not want us to be like the foolish virgins trying to get ready when we're supposed to be ready. Renee says, yes, need to hear this. Alice says, it is definitely confirmation. Thank you, guys. You know, sometimes I'll say this. I go with what I feel like God is trying to say, what He's saying to me, and what I feel like He's saying to you guys. So thank you for confirming that for me, too. But I'm also sharing what I feel like God's saying to me as well. Angel says this, the watchtower is high for a reason. God is showing us things and situations that we can't see from ground level. Whew, I got to drop that one. All right, Angela. All right. Angela says this, the watchtower is high for a reason. God is showing us things and situations that we can't see from ground level. Angela. Regan says this, yes, I need to hear this. And I need to hear what you guys are saying as well. Brandon says, yes, amen. This is just a good and amazing word tonight. Praise God, Brandon. You know, I gotta say this. I love what you said, Angela. Watchtower is high for a reason. God is showing us things and situations that we can't see from ground level. Now, I just want to encourage you to stay on that watchtower. I want to encourage you to not be afraid of heights, not be afraid of what God's going to show you. And when God shows you people, believe it. They're just saying that people say, when someone shows you who they are, believe it. When they tell you who they are and all the crazy things they've done, believe it. You know, God shows us things. He allows people to say things, and we have to be sensitive to hear what they're saying. And then when we hear, we got to pay attention and heed what we're hearing. But don't be afraid of the watchtower, guys. Don't be afraid to hear what God has to say. Because when God says it, it holds us accountable. He holds us accountable to the things that He tells us, things that He shows us in His Word, and things that the Holy Spirit tells us. He holds us accountable. My mom says hallelujah and amen. Lion says, thanks, Greg. Praise God, Lion. Thank you for coming. Hey, April. You know, I just got to say this. I just love that. The watchtower is high for a reason. God's showing us things in a situation that we can't see from ground level. I just implore you again, don't run from that place, that place where God can speak to you, that place where God can show you. You know, the watchtower is so, so important. It's important so you can understand what's going on and understand and see and see, but are we going to have eyes and don't see? Are we going to have ears but don't hear what God is saying to us? God's telling us, don't fall asleep on the watchtower. Don't let the things of this world get you off focus. Don't let what you think is happening in political race and not race, but in politics to get you off focus. God is still God. We still got to be willing to stand for what's right and to fight. But stay focused on what's the true things that are happening. While the smoke screens are happening right here, this thing is happening right here. And as people of God, we've got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to pray like never before and live a lifestyle of prayer, knowing that God will work it out, knowing that God is going to do that. Those things that we are believing him to do, those things he said he would do. Brandon says that sometimes God will take people out of that watchtower because they have done their time in that watchtower. Okay, all right, Brandon. Okay, good point, Brandon, good point. Said, what do you say, you can't always be on that watchtower, huh? That's what you're saying, Brandon? Andrew says this, I did need to hear this tonight. I fall short when I want things my way. I have to remember my time is not God's time. Amen. And you're not the only one. Thank you for sharing that, Angela. You're not the only one, Angela. I'm going to tell you guys, God's been moving in my life. I passed a major exam that I was trying to pass. And, you know, I'm ready to move forward. And it's like, I'm ready for the next thing. I'm ready. And it's like, calm down. Like God's saying, calm down. Not yet. Not yet. Being ready. Being ready. When God says go, we go. When he says turn, we turn. When he says go left, we go left. When he says go right, we go right. Being ready. And I just want to encourage you guys this. When you fall, get back up. If you fall in this race, get back up. Continually try to be ready. Try to stay in that place where you're ready. You know, are we going to have some setbacks sometimes? Yeah. But you know what? We're not alone. God is with us. Yeah. Evangelista says this. Yes, we need to keep encouraging each other. We all want the same thing, to one day reign with the Lord. I stress the fact that nobody is bigger or better than anyone else. We struggle. We all struggle. I'm pulling this up. Okay. I'm going to read it again. Yes, we need to keep encouraging each other. We all want the same thing, to one day reign with the Lord. I stress the fact that nobody is bigger or better than anyone else. We all struggle, cry, bleed the same. We need to maintain the faith, show love for each other. Let's keep on encouraging and welcome open dialogue. This is crucial. The end times are truly happening in unity. There's power. This is crucial. The end times are truly happening in unity. There's power. Praise God. Great. Evangelista, we're there. We're there. We're all there. Like you said, we all struggle, cry, bleed the same. We need to maintain the faith, show love for each other. Yeah, like you said right here, Evangelista, let's keep on encouraging and welcome open dialogue. This is crucial. The end times are truly happening. In unity, there's power. Great word, Evangelista. Thank you for sharing. Great word. And I love that part. Let's keep on encouraging and welcome open dialogue. This is crucial. Let's talk. Let's encourage each other. You know? Let's hear each other's viewpoint. You know, let's do this. Let's encourage each other. Thank you for sharing that. Reagan says this, when two or more gather to pray and is humbled when coming before the Father, he will answer our prayers. Thank you, Reagan. He will answer our prayers. When two or three are gathered in his name, he will be in the midst. He will answer prayers. What's going on, April? I love that, Reagan. Thank you, Reagan. Brandon says this because, like Donald Lawrence song says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Yeah, you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to curb yourself. Sometimes even if you just have to moan. Sometimes just say Jesus and just think about all the things he has done for you and he's doing in your life. He has promised you. You know, you have to encourage yourself. What's going on, Rhonda? What's going on, Vic? What's going on, Renee? Renee says, love can heal if people would let it. Great point, Renee. Thank you. Love can heal if people would let it. And you know, guys, while you're paying attention, while you're focusing on what God is doing in your life, you're keeping God number one. You're keeping God number one in your life. And you're keeping God number one in your life, and God's working on you, and he's working on us. We're still living. We're still paying attention. We might be in pain, but we keep God first, and we heal, and we allow that love to heal us. You know, and do everything you do in love. You know, just pay attention. You know, I'm not even trying to make it, and I hope, you know, no one's thinking, I'm not even trying to make it deep or, you know, mystical or anything like that. Just be ready. Just be open and allow God to speak to your heart. Move when he tells you to move. Always be ready. Understand that you're in a war. Understand that you're not alone, that God has given us, He's given us life, the power of life and death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. He's given us a chance to speak life over our situations. Just pay attention. You know, I'm not trying to make it, like I said, anything like, you know, super, super big or super deep. It's really just, listen, understanding where we are. Understanding where you are. Understanding that we all, like Evangelista was saying, we all bleed. We all go through our ups and downs. But the question is, what are we going to do in this season? Is it going to be life as it normally is, or are we going to be open to allow God to work in our lives? Are we going to be open to hearing what God is telling us to do and stay there? Something happens when we just allow God to just move in our lives and work in our lives. You know, but I just want to encourage you to keep God first. Encourage you to be like the wise virgin. Be like the wise virgins. Stay ready. Pray. Allow God to lead you. And then listen to this. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. Brandon says this, we all come short of the glory of God. Yeah. He says, we all come short to the glory of God. Yeah, we all fall short of the glory of God, Brandon. We all do. And think about this, we encourage each other. When you see that one brother is falling, you pick the brother, you help encourage, pick the brother up. Encourage the brother, stay ready. Stay ready. Evangelista says, it's real talk. People really need to hear this. It's all about life, but the issue is, how are we going to handle? Ooh, yes. And how is our decision going to affect our final destination? Yeah. And how is our decision going to affect our final destination? I'm going to read that again. Real talk. I love this, Evangelista. I love this thing that you guys are doing tonight. I'm loving this conversation. Real talk. People really need to hear this. It's all about life. But the issue is, how are we going to handle, and how is our decision going to affect our final destination? It's all in our response. You know, we can allow the smoke screen and the enemy to smoke screen the real thing, the real issues, and we could be shutting the door on angels in our lives, people who God has sent to be like angels in our lives. We can, by our words, we can destroy what God's trying to do in our lives. How we handle. I love that part where he said, but the issue is, how are we going to handle? How are we going to handle the issues? How are we going to be able to handle things when they do happen? And how is our decision going to affect our final destination? I just feel like this is not the time to play. And I implore you guys to really, really pray over the people who are trying to come into your lives. Look at people's fruit. Look at the things that people are doing. Are they trying to help people? What are people's intentions? You know, listen, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he doesn't care how he does it, as long as he steals, as long as he kills, and destroy what God is trying to do in the earth, what he's trying to do in your life. Don't fall asleep on the watchtower. We have to always be ready. We have to always have our oil, have oils in our lamp, like Robert was saying earlier. You know, reread Matthew 25 for yourselves. And I know I quoted John 10:10, which says, "The thief cometh not but to steal, but for to steal and to kill and destroy." Jesus says, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Life and more abundantly. You know, if we spend that time with God, if we spend that time, we're going to know his voice. Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice." You know, you're going to know God's voice. You're going to know when God is speaking to you. You know, spend that time with God. Spend that time. Keep him first. You know, Andrew says this, "Actions speak louder than words." Thank you, Angela. Actions speak louder than words. Actions always speak louder than words. When people show us things, when they show us, believe it. And when God shows us things, believe what God is showing you. Believe what he's trying to show you. Believe when God opens up your ears and you hear what people are saying. And when God gives you that, when the Holy Spirit gives you that inkling, and you know, you feel like God's telling you, no, don't do that, don't go that route, don't do that, listen. We got to be willing. And being ready, we have to be willing to put that faith in action, that faith in progress, that faith in action. But actions speak louder than words. I can say, "I follow you, God," but then when we want to tell God, no, sometimes, no, I don't like it quite like that. I like it quite like this. Well, you're not saying what I want to hear. And then we go ahead and do our own thing. No. This is a season. This season is for our lives. It's for our destiny. You know, in this season in history, guys, I believe we're seeing things that we've never seen in our lifetime. I'll say for myself, I just never expected to see some of the things I'm seeing now. You know, and I'm sure each generation has said the time is now. You know, the end times are coming. Guys, listen, you know, let's just pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to what God is showing us, what's happening around us, what's happening in America. Know the word of God for yourself. Spend time so you can know God's voice. So when he says stop, you stop. When he says move, you move. You know, like Renee is saying, we have to keep God in the center of everything we do. We can't lose focus. And that's the biggest thing. That's it right there. Well said. You guys made some great points tonight. We have to keep God in the center of everything we do. We can't lose focus. I encourage you guys not to lose focus. If you feel like you've lost focus, don't beat yourself up. Get up. You know, wipe yourself off and let's stay in this race. The race not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one who endures till the end. Are you ready? If you don't know if you're ready, you can get ready today. Just ask the Lord to, Lord, please change my heart. Lord, I place you number one in my life. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe you sent your son to die on the cross for my sins. I believe that he rose again. He died. He rose again on the third day with all power in heaven and in earth. And is seated at the right hand of God the Father. I welcome you into my life, into my heart. I pray you become my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. If you believe that, get it right. You can do it. Don't beat yourself up. Get back in the race. Get back focused. Pray. Ask. You know, read the Word of God. Join a Bible-believing church that preaches the Word of God. And be willing to listen and keep God first. Lion says, amen. Amen. I'm with you, Lion. Amen. You know, guys, listen. Let's be ready. Let's be ready. And if you feel like you're not ready, let's go ahead and do it. Let's get ready. Let's get ready now. Because when the bridegroom's coming, he comes and he's like, I'm ready. We'll be ready. You know, we're not going to have to get ready. We will be ready. But let's not lose focus. Keep God in the center of everything that we do. What's going on, Shanice? What's going on, Kirk Miles in the house? Evangelista says this, guys. Hand by hand, one prayer at a time. Let's not forget, we need each other. Love above all. Amen, Evangelista. Love above all. We need each other. I need you. You need me. And I say this, guys. You know, we look at Facebook. We see people on Facebook and we say, oh, that person has it together. But we have no idea what that person might be going through. We have no idea what that person might be experiencing. We have no idea. But I just encourage you guys, like Evangelista said, I think that's a good way to close it tonight. Hand by hand. One prayer at a time. Let's not forget, we need each other. Love above all. Love, guys. Love. Andrew says this. This was a post I placed on my Facebook page. When you're making moves by yourself, there seems to be obstacle after obstacle placed in your way. Don't be so quick to blame the devil. All right, Angela. I'm going to read it again. This was a post I placed on my Facebook page. When you're making moves for yourself, there seems to be obstacle after obstacle placed in your way. Don't be so quick to blame the devil. It just might be God trying to point you in a different direction or just whispering, not right now. That is powerful, Angela. That is powerful. Because I went through that, guys. I went through that. And when I came out of that storm, when I came out of one of the hardest times in my life, and I tell you that was the truth, I realized God was pointing me in a different direction. Thank you for sharing that, Angela. Thank you. Renee says, amen, Angela. What's going on, John Reese? I appreciate you guys coming through to our Heart Love Radio Show tonight. I hope you guys are blessed. My mom was through here. She's kind of quiet tonight. But I appreciate everyone who came through tonight. God bless you. I pray that this discussion, this word has touched your heart, has encouraged you in your walk. You guys have encouraged me. Was it God bless you? Remember, don't fall asleep on the watchtower. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Hand by hand, one prayer at a time. Let's not forget, we need each other. Love above all. I love that, Evangelista. You need to make that. I'll talk to you about that later. That's great. I love that. Evangelista says this. Yes, I did too. We need discernment. Yeah, we do need the discernment, Angela. Evangelista, we need that discernment. You know, and I just pray, guys, that you will, if you need discernment, pray to God will give you that discernment. And don't sleep on what God is showing you. Don't sleep on what he's trying to speak and say to you, into your hearts. Write it down. Angela says, God bless you. God bless you, Angela. Alice says, thank you, and you have been used to encourage. Praise God. Thank you so much, Angela. Ms. Alice, you know I love you. Renee says, thanks, Greg. This has blessed me tonight. And you've been a blessing too, Renee. Thank you. Evangelista says, God bless all. Good night. Good night, you guys. Have a good night. Be encouraged. And I'll see you next Tuesday from 9 to 10. your mouth?
You need to take something because you must. I need.
Yeah.
You need to take something before you're in bed.
Okay.
All right. How do you feel?
You know, I pray that you know people coughing all over the place.
There you go. I gave you. There's some stuff in there.
I'm about to go and take it. I knew you were going to tell me.
I said,
uh-oh,
you need to go downstairs and take some of that stuff.
I'm about to go to sleep. That's what I'm
about
to say.
Well, you better take two of those things.
Okay,
before you go to bed.
Okay, I'm about to do it now.
That was a good word tonight. That was a good word.
Praise God, man. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
That was a good word. I mean, Angela and Renee, they were coming to do some good stuff.
I know, weren't they?
And Evangeline or whatever her name is, too.
Oh, yeah, man. They came with tonight, didn't they?
Body.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody else
can do a big word tonight. I know, right?
It was good. Take something before you go to bed and get some rest.
Oh, yeah, Mom. I feel it. I'm like, oh, no, I don't need to go back. Get sick.
Can you take something? Because you know that flu is out there.
Yeah, I'm about to take it now.
Okay, take something. Drink plenty of water. Make sure you get something in your system, vitamin C, some kind of way in your system tomorrow.
Okay.
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 Okay, love you. Have a good night.
Are you okay, Mama?
Yeah, I'm good.
I want to say I love you.
I love you, too. Have a good night.
You tired?
Yeah, I can tell.
I just want to let you know, Deborah and them are going to be here Thursday.